This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Korean consumer confidence in the safety of U.S. beef has reached new heights. We'll have more right after this.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
In 2008, Korean citizens protested the return of U.S. beef to the market following a 2003 finding of bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or BSE. Now, according to the latest consumer perception survey, a record 70% of Korean consumers say U.S. beef is safe, and nearly 70% say they intend to consume U.S. beef. U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President of the Asia-Pacific, Jihei Young, said remarkable progress has been made.
That was possible because of the collaboration with the U.S. exporters and Korean importer, Korean retailers and food service and so on. I think the confidence on the U.S. beef safety provide another level of assurance for the Korean consumer. And that is backed up by the statistics that U.S. beef has been the dominant beef supplier to Korean market for the last 7 years.
Young, who headed USMEF's Korea office during the market reopening, said support from the Beef Checkoff Program and the USDA played a critical role in this effort.
The most effective way is to make them try and make them feel comfortable when they eat U.S. beef. The communication message through their friends or their mother or their colleagues would be much more efficient than the communication through the professionals like a nutritionist or the animal scientist or the government official.
Young added that Korea is currently the leading destination for U.S. beef exports and has been the number one value market for the U.S. beef for two consecutive years, including a record $2.7 billion in 2022. For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.